Okay, that would be the first. program where they had to use Resolve and even speed protection. We're on the fourth there. Even the fourth there, right? You think it's just a little bit to solve the track. Yeah. This telescope is really great for this. It's going to be fun to get to the right altitude. informed you. Just on my app. I demand it right now. 4.25. Okay. DRDV has the expected of 0.
Have you got the end of film light, thank you?
This is going to be called CDC, son.
CDC,
is that the right? This is not the right one, but it's good. But I'm clicking on one that I know I can find. get you.
through the fluffy part of the vapor. Yeah. Evaporator is holding, okay, at least it starts with, but dropped the temperature down to about 32, and now it's come back up again and stabilized at about 42 degrees.
Junior, want to film with you? Okay, if I do find out. Here's to the following. This is the Apollo 8. What we're doing on the control point tracking, I managed to look for CP1 at the same time we're trying to do CP2 up this way. I picked two marks which are just as small before easily recognizable than the ones that were given to me. I know that I can repeat the process and pick at the same small point for the next step. Now, I can try to look for the control points that are written down, but I think that I have better control over the ones that we have. Roger, one more point. The control point signs that you've given me are a little bit off, and I can notice, like, the bent maps, that these maps are not too well aligned either. That's why I picked them. They're both in two very prominent features, and they're both very small craters, about the same size as the ones you're looking for. But I just pinpoint them on the map. I got a photograph. Okay, you put down. They could be about over CP3.
Yeah.
Well, I just try to find CP3 to get it. I got CP1 at the next one. So we're next to the window, right? CP1, latitude minus 606269. Longitude over 2, minus 78954. Altitude plus 00152. For CP2, latitude minus 09638. Longitude over 2, plus 81691. Altitude minus 00007. I tried to get CP3 at the same time, but I let it go by to get set up for the first class of the landing place. Roger, CP1 latitude, minus 06269. That's the latitude for longitude over 2 for CP2, and plus 81691. And it appears that the valve medium is a very good combination.
You
can
go off the top. Oh, this looks good.
Here so far, you've been that no spacecraft explosion is required to get five marks on the target. According to that. Okay, we'll get ready for here's going to be a nice one. We're going to put it in the air. Thank you. your road so much here. Okay, this hole's 10 degrees down and I'm sure we're aligned here. You do some line of sight?
Okay. See, by staying here, I keep it around 6 degrees.
Body, that's close.
No. I got about a 10 degree yard here.
Yeah, I'm going to the back. cool right there. Okay, now we might get a close down the line. But don't.
Okay, I've got you entering in here.
Okay,
I'm
going to pass you around. I've got the turn on a little bit beyond the right. We're indicating 50 degrees depending on my phone. I can take a look if you can. Now, we're just about 0-0. But I'm saying if I go 0-2 now, I can drive it to the target area, but it's going to drive 50 degrees and I can turn down the line. And I can see it. But boy, this bracket is a piece of paper.
shake.
I'd find around 10 degrees you need to do
it. No, no, don't worry about it.
What kind of a pick video are you seeing here, Frank? About how much you're looking? About a good work, I think, the manual after
Q1.
Thank you.
degrees this morning.
I'm following. Anybody?
Thank you.